This is debt and credit expert Jen Lee with Debt Therapy. We are here to talk about all things financial that the world forgot to teach us.
Hello, this is Jen Lee with Debt Therapy. And this week we are talking about resolutions. It's that time of year. Everyone takes the last week of the year and fills up with all kinds of food and goes on shopping sprees because they know at the beginning of the year they're going to have their New Year's resolutions. So kind of wanted to talk about what resolutions should be and can be versus what I think a lot of us do. And I'm totally guilty of this. I always have these grandiose ideas and then it doesn't work because I didn't follow the rules for setting goals and resolutions. So when it comes to money, a lot of people have a resolution in mind for the year. Usually they want to get out of debt or they want to cut down some debt. There's some kind of resolution. And the first thing you should make sure is that it's something that you can actually measure, because I feel like there are a lot of goals we set for ourselves that aren't actually smart because there's no way to actually tell if we're working towards them or not. So make sure it's measurable. So I'm going to go through a few things regarding all types of resolutions. This doesn't apply just to debt and credit, but any kind of resolution you make for yourself, whether it's you're going to lose weight, you're going to make it a point to go on a date night with your husband or wife once a month, whatever it is, whatever your resolution is, there are a few things that are common with all. And I think the first one is why. Why? What does that look like for you? Why do you want to do this? What's your why? Why is this important? Because once you start defining your why, you can start connecting it to behaviors and habits that you have. The second one I always tell people is get out of your own way. We overthink so much about our goals and how other people are going to think about us. And if there's one thing in debt therapy I hope that I've taught you so far, is that don't worry what other people think. Worry about yourself. So get out of your own way when it comes to setting resolutions and sticking to them. Don't worry if you make a mistake. Don't worry about it. Correct, move on. The third one actually goes along with that get out of your own way idea. And make sure that your resolutions fit with your values and your family's values if you have a family that's going to be impacted by your resolution. So if you set up some type of resolution that completely conflicts with your family and is not going to be helpful, you're going to have a hard time sticking to it. So make sure that your resolution actually fits with the values that you have. The fourth one is really important. Be realistic. It's really fun to say, I'm going to save, you know, $1,000 a week, or I'm going to save $1,000 a month, and I'm going to put it towards this. But if that's not realistic, you'll quickly become discouraged. And then it'll end up being almost worse. Like you won't hit the goal and you'll probably go backwards a few steps. So be really realistic about what you can do, what you want to do, and why you want to do it so that you can set goals that you can reach. And I often find this, especially with debt, is going to extremes. Someone will say, oh, I'm not going to eat out at all in 2020. And is that realistic? Now, maybe for some people's lifestyles, that may be a realistic goal. But if you eat out 5 times a week and you're going to go from 5 times to 0, you may not have a great chance of succeeding. I mean, you may. I'm not saying that you can't set hugely audacious goals, but be realistic about it so that you can actually continue throughout the whole year. Speaking of continuing throughout the whole year, it's great if you can schedule like a weekly check-in either with yourself or your spouse or a family member or someone that you think is going to help you be accountable. And some people are better off with accountability buddies than others. There are some personalities that don't respond to that kind of motivation. I am actually one of them. So if you don't respond to other people, just set a weekly check-in with yourself, not so much to check up on, did you do what you're supposed to do, but where are you with respect to the goal so that you kind of know what track you're on. It's easy to avoid a problem if you keep ignoring it. So the longer you avoid it and ignore it, not do that weekly check-in, the easier it is for the resolution to fall by the wayside. And remember, small steps. Debt Therapy, our mascot is an elephant. And the ongoing joke is, how do you eat an elephant? And it's one bite at a time. It's the same thing with resolutions. It's the same thing with almost any kind of goal you set, is how do you get to that big goal at the end? By taking very small, intentional steps along the way to get there. It's not just one big change that you make and everything is perfect. It's a lot of small steps you take. So keep in mind that the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And finally, I really recommend for any type of goals that you set, including resolutions, if you're a New Year's resolution person, that you surround yourself with people who support you. Surround yourself with people who are positive, who are going to say great job, who are going to help you along the way and aren't constantly negative. Because it really does affect how you look at yourself and how you look at the world when you surround yourself with the type of people you surround yourself. I am a big fan of, here's a book suggestion, The Energy Bus by John Gordon. And the reason why I like The Energy Bus is he has 10 rules to live your life by in that book. And one of them is to get rid of people who aren't supporting you, who he calls them energy vampires. And that it's basically sucking the energy out of you, sucking the life out of you, to hang around with certain people. So if you're looking for a nice, positive, quick read in the new year, I recommend The Energy Bus by John Gordon. And it does speak to a lot of these reasons why we do things and how to reach goals. So those are things to keep in mind when it comes to making your own resolutions, making your own goals. And it can be used any time of the year. You do not need to use January 1st as your date to start something, especially when it comes to debt. Make sure that if it's February 3rd and you're like, oh, I should set a New Year's resolution, I'll wait till 2021. Do it now. Set a resolution, pretend it's January, and do it anyway. As far as debt therapy goes, I wanted to tell you all about my resolutions for debt therapy and what we're going to be doing in 2020. And so the first thing is I want to have interesting guests. All of the podcasts will not be just me talking and giving advice for 10 minutes. I do have some interesting guests coming up. One of the series that we'll be doing is on money coaches and what they are, what they can do for you, and the different types that are out there, because there are all kinds of professionals out there in the financial services that can help you. So I have several money coaches we'll be talking to. And finally, in debt therapy, I'm going to continue talking about hard things. I'm going to talk about things that no one else is talking about, that no one's telling you, and the stuff that we wish we would have been taught when we were in school. So my resolution is to keep talking about those things. Love to hear from you. Send me an email. Connect with me on LinkedIn or on Facebook. And this is Jen Lee with Debt Therapy. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. For more information, visit us at mydebttherapy.com or on our Facebook page, Debt Therapy. We would love to connect and help out on your financial journey.